This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that a very prominent American politician, a politician who has graced us with his presence on our show many, many times, and he's always smart, and he's always interesting, and he's always provocative. I'm talking about Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. And the headline, YouTube suspends Rand Paul for a week over a video disputing the effectiveness of masks. Okay, this is so stupid all around, on all sides. It's stupid on the part of Senator Paul. It's stupid on the part of YouTube. YouTube suspended U.S. Senator Rand Paul for 7 days yesterday and removed a video posted by the Kentucky Republican that claimed cloth masks don't prevent infection, saying it violated policies on COVID-19 misinformation. It's the second time this month that one of Paul's videos has been taken down by YouTube for breaking its rules about misleading content. We've removed content from Senator Paul's channel for including claims that masks are ineffective in preventing the contraction or transmission of COVID-19. In accordance with our COVID-19 medical misinformation policies, YouTube said in a statement, we apply our policies consistently across the platform, regardless of speaker or political views. Okay, I don't know if I buy it that YouTube is so perfectly impartial and so perfectly nonpartisan that they don't have a pre-existing bias. Maybe they do. But I also don't understand what the point is of Rand Paul, who is a physician, of course, posting a video like this disputing the effectiveness of masks. Look, one of these things, the real battle in Florida, for instance, it's one of those things where people who defend Ron DeSantis, the governor, who is basically cracking down on school districts that attempt to do mask mandates, is not that he doesn't want people to wear masks. It's he doesn't want people to feel obliged to wear masks. He's favoring a mask optional policy. Now, all of that, I mean, is an item for argument. And the argument would be on the other side, a mask optional policy is fine if it was only yourself who was involved. But the main impact of wearing a mask is not that it prevents you from getting the disease. It prevents you from giving it to somebody else. And therefore, I said, give you an example. There are some folks I know, and again, I don't want to give anything away here, who send their child to a preschool. And wonderful preschool. They love the faculty. They love the staff. They love the way it's run. But they have a problem. They have a staff of, I think it's 49 people total. And everybody's vaccinated, of course, except for one teacher. And the point is, with a preschool where you really can't stay separate from the little kids, and right now there are little kids who are ending up in the hospital, ending up in intensive care because of COVID. If you can say, well, it should be up to the teacher about getting a vaccine or not, but if the teacher is at much greater risk of giving a student, particularly in a preschool, the COVID-19 virus Delta variant, if that odds are increased, then that impacts not just that teacher, it impacts everybody else at the preschool. So you can argue about this, but the one point I would make, and by the way, Senator Paul has been vaccinated. I mean, he may be unusual with some of his ideas, but he's not an idiot. And obviously, the U.S. Senate has been a real hot spot of virus transmission, and it would be foolhardy for Senator Paul. I believe he also had the virus at one point, and he recovered from it. In any event, the point over here is, how does it help someone to persuade them not to wear a mask? And the Hippocratic Oath that, of course, Senator Paul, as a physician, is bound to follow, starts out, says, physician, do no harm. And are you really doing no harm if you are persuading people not to wear masks? If it gives people a sense that they may be increasing their own chances, or maybe actually helping their neighbors or their fellows or their fellow students. I mean, I can understand why people would say, look, this is me, it's my body, it's my decision, I don't want my decision interfered with. But at some point, if your decision impacts other people and other people around you, it seems to me that's a real question. Now, as to YouTube suspending him because he posted this, wouldn't a better policy, and actually it's Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, who is to his bones a free market, pro-liberty, libertarian guy, Jeremy actually came up with the best idea. Rather than taking down Senator Paul's video where he argues the case against masks, why not just post right next to it so that people, when they see it, they automatically also see a corrective video, a video that would have the more consensus view from medical personnel that would answer what Senator Paul has put there that you find to be objectionable. In other words, to go back to that old Justice Brandeis concept that he enunciated in 1930, in Whitney versus California, that the only remedy for bad speech is good speech. It's not withdrawing it. And, of course, it's not a First Amendment situation when you're talking about YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, because they are private companies. And, yes, there may be some attempt in Congress, I don't think it's going to go anywhere, to punish those private companies by removing Clause 230 from the Internet Communications Rules and removing that clause that gives them exemption from being sued for material that's on their platforms. I've always thought that this idea to punish these companies by removing that exemption is crazy, because what it's saying is that we are going to punish them for censoring people by giving them more reason and, in fact, more excuse to censor what they post. Because if they're responsible for something that they put up there, they could be sued for Rand Paul raving against masks. The question that really troubles me most is, what is to be gained by taking away and opposing mask mandates? And do I like wearing masks? No, I despise it. I hate it. I don't like it. It's uncomfortable. I find it hard to breathe. I don't care for it at all. However, the idea that this is some basic violation of liberty, I think is truly problematic, especially as we're coming into a fall season where it's going to be colder, people are going to be indoors more. And for goodness sake, do you remember it was so difficult for people because there were months where you couldn't go to church, where you couldn't go to a baseball game, where you couldn't do anything. Now, because of the vaccines and because of some progress, which is being erased fairly regularly, due to the vaccines, we're able to have at least more of a semblance of a normal life. When we get back, our fake COVID-19 vaccination cards, the real way to get back to normal life, we will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions. But we can't do it alone. Hear from acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity has ever accomplished. And join us October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, you don't have to get the Federal Trade Commission involved. You don't have to get the Federal Communications Commission involved. A fake vaccine mandate cards are already illegal. They're not, you can't do it. It's fraud. However, they are percolating and selling like hotcakes on the internet for as little as $25 a card. Really? Good news? Bad news? We will get to that. Let me go to John in Kansas City. John, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, afternoon, Michael.
Hey,
how
John.
Are you?
I'm great.
Good, good. I was just listening pretty much what your solution or what Jeremy's solution was for Rand Paul. And like I told him, I think that was him, that this sounds like a fairness doctrine for social media. Which kind of sounds like a contradiction for conservatives who are pretty much against having opposing views put up on, say, radio or anything else. So I'm just curious, how does that work pretty much?
Let me explain to you.
Are you advocating the fairness doctrine?
No, absolutely not. I think the fairness doctrine is a disaster because it's government. It wouldn't be government that would impose that kind of answering message. It would be the private companies that are putting it up. In other words, right now what they're doing is, I think they're right to be concerned about their platform being used basically to endanger people. And certainly when they do anti-vax stuff, that's what they're doing. But I think it looks bad and it doesn't work if you just take stuff down and you block it and you censor it. It would work much better if the private company, in this case YouTube, said, okay, you watch the Rand Paul video, now watch a response by our fact-checking team or whoever it is. But all private. I don't think any of this should be government mandated. And that's the problem with the fairness doctrine. You follow?
I follow, but the solution, it sounds like this, it sounds the same to me, because if you're relying on private companies to knock out misinformation, personally, I don't see where that's their business. They're private for a reason. If they don't want to put up somebody's video or whatever, that's their call. I mean, that's what you've been...
And then, by the way, John, I agree with you. I don't think the government should interfere with them. You and I are on the same page.
Yeah.
But I do think that they... and I do think that they're right to be worried about promoting information that is lies. By the way, and with indications recently that some of it is Soviet, Russian disinformation.
Exactly. Exactly. I've been reading that, too.
Okay, so the point over here would be, how do you counteract it most effectively? And the point that Jeremy made, and that I would agree with him on, is that I think that right now, Senator Paul, because he was blocked on YouTube, his ideas are going to get more attention and more sympathy than they would if they had just put up some kind of answering corrective information.
Okay. Well, it's still, like I said, you believe in the private enterprise. If I open a business and or something like that, I would take a fence. First of all, I wouldn't be taken in live, period. And then that's going to be an expense for the YouTube because they have to set up a whole different team just to answer those lies.
They already have something. They already have something like that, and they are spending a ton of money on it. All of them, Twitter and Facebook as well. So yes, they're making enough money so they can afford it right now, would be my guess. John, I appreciate your call always, and I don't think John, who I know is a veteran of the United States Army and a patriot, I don't think he would be the kind of person who would be buying some of these fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. There's a piece from Associated Press. It says more than 600 colleges and universities now requiring proof of COVID-19 inoculations have begun to worry about fake vaccine cards. This is a serious matter. Dozens of students interviewed by the Associated Press said they were aware of fake COVID-19 vaccination cards, though none admitted to actually using one. Both faculty and students at dozens of schools say they are concerned about how easy it is to get fake vaccine cards. An Instagram account with the username vaccination cards, sells laminated COVID-19 vaccination cards for $25 each. A user on the encrypted messaging app, Telegram, offers COVID-19 vaccine card certificates for as much as $200 apiece. An increasing number of inquiries to these sites and similar ones appear to be from those who are trying to get the vaccination cards for college. A Reddit user commented on a thread about falsifying COVID-19 vaccination cards, saying, in part, "I need one too for college. I refuse to be a guinea pig." This idea that you are a guinea pig by protecting yourself with vaccines, it's just part of the stupid disinformation. On Twitter, one user with more than 70,000 followers tweeted, "My daughter bought two fake IDs online for $50 while in college, shipped from China. Hooray! Anyone have the link for the vaccine cards?" Great. You feel really good about using Chinese fake vaccination cards? This is insane. In Nashville, Vanderbilt University places a hold on a student's course registration until their vaccine record has been verified, unless they have an approved medical accommodation or religious exemption. University of Michigan says it has a system in place to confirm employee and student vaccinations. But other university staff and faculty have expressed their concern over the alleged forgery of vaccine cards. Rebecca Williams, research associate at University of North Carolina, their cancer center there, said that while she's concerned by these claims, she isn't surprised. Quote, "This is why I think the development of a reliable national digital vaccine passport app is very important for the sake of all the organizations and businesses that want to require proof of vaccination for employees, students, or business patrons." I think that's a good idea. Why would you object to that, somebody? And by the way, no matter how you feel about vaccines, the idea of a fraudulent vaccination card which can undo the care of literally thousands of other people who have actually gotten vaccines and gone through the process and done the right thing and tried to create a safe environment, all it takes is one or two people to, you'll pardon the expression, break through. Sellers of the vaccination cards, such as Counterfeit Center, one of my favorite websites, right? Jimmy Black Market and BuyExpress Documents list COVID-19 vaccine cards. Certificates and passports for sale, some costing 400 euros or about $473. A crazy situation in a difficult moment for the country. We'll be right back.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is urging OPEC to boost oil production, saying recent planned increases are insufficient as countries around the world seek to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. During a White House event, President Biden says his economic policies are working.
Jobs are up and monthly price increases have come down. Economic growth is up, the fastest in 40 years. And unemployment is coming down.
Biden saying his administration is keeping a close eye on the record inflation. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she's prepared to take over as the state's first female governor. She says her style is to listen first and then take a decisive action. Speaking to reporters, she says she'll continue meeting with current and potential staff over the next few weeks. USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-9 7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a lot of alarm about various aspects of the controversy ongoing about masks and about mask mandates and about vaccines and vaccine mandates and conflicts in Texas, of course, and really around the country. Also, judges in Ohio who ordered vaccination as part of probation for some bad guys. I mean, people who were arrested for problematic behavior. And one of the prisoners is actually refusing to get his vaccine. And you know what's amazing to me? The local ACLU is not supporting the prisoner. Not on this one. We will get to that story in a moment. Let's go first to Tony in San Diego. Tony, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Well, first, let me tell you, I'm just getting over COVID from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, thank God.
And I am fully vaccinated.
Had you been vaccinated before you got sick?
Oh, yeah, I was vaccinated as of March 7th.
Wow. Well, so did you have to be hospitalized or did you...
No, not at all. It was mainly like a cold.
Well, that's what people say for those breakthrough cases for people who have been smart enough to get the vaccines. But go ahead.
My question was, why do you think as a country we were able to all come together after 9/11 and we can't do the same facing a worldwide pandemic?
That is a terrific question. And it's actually something I was thinking precisely about writing about. You remember, Tony, I'm sure, that right after 9/11, the Republicans and the Democrats, who were evenly divided in the Senate, just like they are now,
They all went to the steps of the Capitol building and sang God Bless America together. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And even comedians on TV and TV commentators, everything was flag-waving and rushing to support our country. And here we are with this awful pandemic. We lost 3,000 people on September 11th. We've now lost about 620,000 people with, as you heard, close to 500, more than 500 deaths a day. And we can't come together. I think, let me try this on you, and I'd love to get your reaction to it. I think there are basically two changes that have occurred in the United States in the last 20 years. And both of them involve media and where we get our information. The media were already splintered in 2000 and 2001, but not like they are now. In other words, you now, if you want to insulate yourself from anything conservative, or if you want to insulate yourself from anything liberal, you can. Because it's not just Fox, it's all those other more fringy outlets, whether they are One America Network or you name it. And then, of course, it's the Internet, which creates this segregation of America, where it's segregated not by race or ethnicity or religious faith. It's segregated by politics. And so that you have people who apparently seriously believe that the Democrats are engaged in a policy to mass murder millions of Americans because they want to reduce population. I mean, I think that's it. And the fact that there are very, very few institutions right now that even function in a unifying way. And even churches, which used to be a great sense of unifying America, many, many churches are very distinctly on the right or on the left. And I think that's all problematic. Does that ring as applicable to you?
That is all very true and all very good points. But still, the people decided to come together after 9/11. And the people could have decided to come together after this.
I think that's entirely correct. Part of the problem, of course, was, remember, when it hit, we were in the midst of a ferocious election. I mean, let me tell you something else. We have never, ever in the history of the country had an election that was contested after it was over. It just hasn't happened. Yes, we had Bush v. Gore, which was incredibly close. But once the Supreme Court decided, you didn't hear that much more about it. But that's another sign of American division, is the idea that we have these bitter fights now where both sides are claiming that the other side is trying to steal elections and destroy democracy. And that is something, frankly, I think that is, now that the Senate has at least moved forward with this infrastructure bill, maybe we can do something to put together a bipartisan compromise on election integrity, which is crucial for our country. Tony, appreciate your call, and it's great to hear from you in San Diego. On the Michael Medved Show, I wanted to get to this story out of Ohio, which is really pretty remarkable when you think about it. The headline is, Ohio judges order vaccination as part of probation. On August 4th, Judge Christopher Wagner of the Court of Common Pleas in Hamilton County told Brandon Rutherford, who was convicted on drug offenses, that as part of his release on community control or probation, he must receive the vaccination within 60 days. I'm just a judge, not a doctor, but I think the vaccination's a lot safer than fentanyl, which is what you had in your pocket. The judge told Mr. Rutherford, yeah, with fentanyl, there's a good chance it'll kill you. With the vaccination, there is a good chance it will actually save your life. I'm going to order you within the next 2 months to get a vaccine and show that in the probation office, the judge said. You violate, you could go to prison. On June 22nd, another Court of Common Pleas judge, Richard A. Fry in Franklin County, gave Sylvan Latham, who had pleaded guilty to drugs and firearms offenses, up to 30 days to receive the vaccination. According to court records, if Mr. Latham violated his condition and others, he could go to prison for 36 months. He got the vaccine. The judge's decisions go to the heart of how personal freedoms are being examined through the lens of public health in a pandemic. David J. Carey, the deputy legal director for the ACLU of Ohio, said he saw no clear-cut violation of civil rights. It is a potentially mushy area, he said. There is certainly a legitimate concern around ordering someone to do something that pertains to their bodily autonomy. They need to have a competing reason to have to do so. The question here is whether there is such a competing interest and whether it pertains to the purpose of the probation. Judges do have a lot of leeway in imposing conditions on behavior while on probation, but that leeway is not unlimited. They still need to establish it as a clear connection to a person's individual case. In Ohio and the rest of the country, is that an appropriate condition for people on probation? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, the judge in Ohio who sentenced one of the people he had placed on probation on weapons and drug charges to receiving a vaccine. Judge Fry said in an email that he had issued vaccine orders three times so far, and none of the defendants raised any sort of objection. Maybe because they particularly wanted to get off probation and get back to normal life and understood that getting a vaccine was part of that. But one of the defendants that he issued the order to is a 22-year-old named Brandon Rutherford. And he said that he had no intention of complying with the judge's order. He says, I don't plan on getting it. I don't want it. So for him to tell me that I have to get it in order for me not to violate my probation is crazy. I'm just trying to do what I can to get off this as quickly as possible, like finding a job and everything else. But that little thing can set me back. How does it set him back? I mean, given the fact that there are lots of private companies and lots of government agencies that are vaccine mandated, where they require vaccines, how does spending 3 minutes to get a shot in your arm set you back from getting off your probation and trying to get off your fentanyl, which can be a very deadly drug? I'm not sure I understand that one at all. Let us go to Brent in Kirkland, Washington. Brent, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. I've been listening intently, and I see we're going down another road here with the court system, so let's not talk about that. Let's go back to basics. I'm going to take your answer off the air because I really want to hear a detailed message from you because you kind of put yourself as the resident expert here on vaccines. What is a superbug, and how did it come about, and how does a drug-resistant virus or bacteria actually come about? I want to hear your answer. Thanks for taking my call.
I am not an expert on vaccines, and I'm not an expert on drugs or diseases or anything of the kind. I talk to a lot of medical professionals, and I talk to people who are, and I actually am close to people that I trust profoundly. And so I don't know about a super bug. I don't know about the variants or
And by the way, and I don't know about the booster shots that they're talking about needing. I'm about to go out. I'm planning to go out this week to get a tetanus booster shot that I need because it's been 11 years since I had my last tetanus shot. I got a booster shot recently for shingles, which is a good idea. And all of this is medically recommended. I mean, why do we pay doctors? Why do we pay insurance if we're going to disregard the prevailing medicine? And the idea that a vaccine can completely subdue a disease, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal recently that said that shouldn't be our goal with COVID, because there's only one disease in history that has been totally eradicated by vaccines, and that was smallpox, where even the UN recognized that this was a disease that once killed hundreds of millions of people, most devastating, along with bubonic plague, a disease in history. And the smallpox vaccine that George Washington ordered his troops to get in 1777, that smallpox vaccine was effective in 1777 and is effective in 2021. So there is that. But in terms of the court system and the courts doing this, look, if someone has violated the law and his freedom is being taken away, and he's lucky enough to get probation rather than being sentenced to incarceration, it is perfectly legitimate to put some limitations on the freedom that somebody would have if he weren't a convicted felon. And the idea is that in many states, if you are convicted of a serious crime, your Second Amendment right to get a firearm is taken away, at least for a period of time. I think most people would consider that, most gun owners would consider that appropriate. We don't want guns in the hands of violent criminals, right? And by the same token, the idea that you would be less dangerous to other people if you get a vaccine is very clear. There's no question about it. There is no one, not the kookiest, weirdest, paranoid conspiracist, believes that actually getting a vaccine increases the chances that you are going to infect other people. It doesn't ensure that you won't, but it kind of makes it much less likely and ensures that even if you do infect somebody else, or you get it yourself, you will get a less virulent, less devastating strain. And then there's this headline, Dallas schools defy governor. On what? The Dallas Independent School District said this week that everyone, students, employees, and visitors, must wear a mask while on school property starting today. The mandate, which officials said was temporary, was imposed in defiance of an executive order by Governor Greg Abbott that prohibits school districts from requiring masking. Governor Abbott's order does not limit the district's rights as an employer and educational institution to establish reasonable and necessary safety rules for its staff and students, the Dallas School District said on its website, adding that the mask mandate would remain in force as long as necessary. Elsewhere in Texas, the superintendent of the Houston Independent School District announced last week that he would put a similar mask mandate up to a vote before the Board of Education this week. And municipalities, including Houston, have announced their own mask mandates for city workers. New coronavirus cases and hospitalizations have risen sharply across Texas in the past few weeks, and as Dallas is no exception. On Monday, the top elected official in Dallas County sued Governor Abbott, arguing the governor's ban on mask mandates violates Texas law. It also violates the principle of local control, for goodness sake. One of the things that I would think that a conservative governor would agree with is that rules for Dallas and Houston and San Antonio might want to be different from rules on Borger, Texas. I mentioned Borger because I knew a guy in college from Borger. In fact, I think he's back in Borger now. But in any event, there are so many different communities that are so diverse in Texas. Why should they all have a ban on masks or mask mandates? Mr. Abbott, a Republican, has encouraged people to get vaccinated. Earlier in the pandemic, he imposed restrictions, including closures and capacity limits for some businesses and a state mask mandate, which he lifted in March. Since then, the Delta variant has raged throughout Texas while the pace of vaccination lagged, with only 44% of the population vaccinated so far, according to federal data. While Texas is reporting about half as many new cases as at the peak in the winter, it is one of the states with the most patients being hospitalized with severe illnesses, according to the database. Governor Abbott has stood firm against calls to reimpose safety precautions, insisting that we must rely on personal responsibility, not government mandates, a spokeswoman for the governor said in a recent statement. Every Texan has a right to choose for themselves and their children whether they will wear masks, open their businesses, or get vaccinated. Look, one of the things, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal today about how they're handling this in Florida. And one of the things that they've done that I think is very smart is said that people who do want mask mandates, they do want that situation, which Governor DeSantis has also banned, will have the right to go ahead and take their kids into a private school under their Hope Scholarship Program in Florida. And people who want to go to a mask-free environment where nobody wears a mask will have a right to choose a private school. Maybe this is the question for choice in education. But would you really choose a school based upon the idea that the school would be mask-free? You would choose that over a public school on that alone? Interesting question to face in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.